If you were saying Des Moines, we know you're from Nebraska, but we'll take all the listeners we can get. Here's more of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Have you ever heard of someone microwaving their ice cream to get it to a nice texture so it's not so hard?
No.
Okay.
No.
This is what I recently encountered.
Well,
wow. A friend who said,
well, ex-friend,
put it in the microwave.
Ex-friend, because you can't have that kind of people in your life, can you?
Right?
No, you can't. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's the reasoning?
She likes it a certain texture. So, I will admit, I don't like real hard ice cream, you know, like even if it is hard.
When it's,
it's like fresh?
I mean, I'm saying it's not soft serve, so it's a... your tub of ice cream that's been in the freezer, so it is hard.
Right. Yeah.
I do let it sit for a couple seconds.
Okay.
Well, okay. I mean, letting it sit for a little, I mean,
yeah, but
just
she
so you can get the spoon in there a little bit easier.
Right.
Okay.
She bypasses all that. It goes in the microwave.
Well, what texture is she going for?
Very
like creamy?
Soft, almost creamy. Like she is one of those people who then, you know, that's a stirring of the ice cream.
No.
And listen to this. Then she says, do you have any oyster crackers? She puts oyster crackers on her microwaved ice cream.
Are you...
She should really be banned for life from ice cream. She doesn't know what she's doing.
I mean, the salt, because I'll put chopped nuts.
Okay.
Let's not get into it.
There's a difference, though, between nuts and crackers.
I'll put chopped nuts on my ice cream, but oyster crackers.
No.
Huh.
On a soupy...
Is that the only topping she puts on?
Yeah.
Ugh. On a soupy ice cream?
I mean, it's soft.
Thanks.
It's soft.
Banner from ice cream. And get her committed.
All right.
Something's going on. That's not right.
We're giving you guys a lot to talk about on you. So Ken thinks I should be banned for life from ice cream and we should not be friends anymore. And Kurt wants me committed.
I like the show. I just don't care for Ken and Kurt.
In April, what do you do?
Okay. So I have vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I microwave it for a little, just to look soft, and I stir it up, and then I put nerds on top of it.
You put nerds on top of it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
But I could see that. I could see like a DQ almost having a blizzard, nerds blizzard, so that would be okay. But you ruined it when you microwaved it.
No, because then it gets up to that blizzard consistency.
Okay, so this is really just trying to turn it into soft serve is really all you're doing, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without paying Dairy Queen prices.
Okay.
So I defend the person who microwaves their...
Okay, you're defending that.
All right, but what about oyster crackers?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. But I gotta be honest, I can't do nerds either. I never get the nerds. I don't get it.
Why not?
Because it's too crunchy.
It's too crunchy. You love a good crunch.
I know. Normally I do, but that's too crunchy. I feel like you'd be eating rocks.
I was with you for a moment, and then I'm just, you make no sense again. None ever. Ever.
I love it.
You love it. You take her, April. All right. You have a good day. Take care.
Not as expensive as coffee, but also less effective.
I wake up to it.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.